Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Home Time Radio, to the Carmen Hara Show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. And as you know, I am on radio every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time. And I'm trying always to find different topics that we can discuss, so the show is always interesting and different. So tonight I said, let's talk about the meaning, the deeper meaning of your dreams, because we all have dreams and everybody dreams. And I'm going to ask you, do you have reoccurring dreams about a person, about an object, about a situation? And are those dreams really so vivid that you swear they actually real? So, and this is what's so interesting, that we all experience dreams while we sleep. And dreams are a reflection of something that happens within your subconscious mind. Dreams can be premonitory. They can actually predict the future. Dreams actually, dreams overall will bridge the conscious and subconscious part of the mind. And they are a way in which the universe, the divine, delivers something to you. And usually I think that dreams are always trying to tell you something extraordinary. But the most important thing is, how can we interpret them? So that's why, if you have a reoccurring dream, if you want to find out much more about your dreams and what do they reflect, feel free to call Home Time Radio at 202-570-7057. So let's dive into this topic. First I want to just let you very briefly, and then I'm going to go to Julia, because I know she's calling from overseas, and I think I have Shirley also, so you guys hold on the line. Dreams are just images, ideas, emotions, sensations that occur in the mind while you sleep. Now, dreams have captivated us through history. Different religion and philosophies have tried to demystify the origin of dreams, and they go back to 5,000 years ago in Mesopotamia, and they were recorded on clay tablets. The Sumerians left evidence of dream interpretation going back 3,000 BC. So we actually paid attention to dreams through centuries, and I'm going to tell you a story that Gudea, the king of Sumerian, built an empire, a temple, actually, after he had a dream that he was supposed to do so. Now, dreams were sometimes seen as means of tapping into other worlds, dreams were thought that it happens when you go into you disconnect from your body and you do that astral travel while you're actually sleeping. You can visit places and you see extraordinary things while you're asleep. Now, the Egyptian wrote their dreams on papyrus. People with vivid and significant dreams were thought, very special people were thought to be blessed. Now, ancient Egyptians believed that dreams were like oracles, and they were actually bringing messages from the gods. They thought that the best way to receive divine revelation was dreaming or inducing dreams. And so they used to go to sanctuaries, and they were sleeping on some kind of a dream bed to receive healing from the gods, advice and comfort from a higher dimension. And during that era of the Greeks and the Romans, dreams were believed to be messages from the other side, from the dead people, from the goddesses, and messages that were actually predicting the future. It's amazing how our ancestors recognized the divine properties of dream. Now, in time, you know, with the development of science, you know, the concept about dream kind of shifted, and actually shifted with Freud, who developed the psychological discipline of psychoanalysis, and he wrote intensively. He wrote amazing books interpreting in the 900s the power of dream. And he explained dreams that are like manifestation of our deepest anxieties, our deepest desire related to childhood memories, obsession. And he actually believed, and he wrote a book, I think it was in 1899, called The Interpretation of Dream. And he actually said that, and he developed a kind of a psychological technique to interpret dreams. And he paved the way to the current understanding of dream, like a bridge to the subconscious mind. Also, his theory was that all those hidden desire and emotion assist in the formation of the memory. And that also, he believed that dreams have something to do with sexuality. So why do we dream what we dream? Now, I personally believe the old theories, I believe the new theories. So I do believe dreams can be messages from beyond. I do believe that it all depends on the dream and on the dreamer. What I found interesting, and this is one of the things that I've did a lot of research on, that two people can have the same dream at the same hour, living in two different parts of the world, though they've never met each other. And I found that so fascinating. Things that I'm trying to understand, how can we interpret something like this? And to tell you the truth, there's something so magical about dreams. Now, the modern science understands the purpose of dreams, and usually dreams occur during the rapid eye movement, the stage of the sleep that happens between 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. And that's when the eye make a lot of movement during the sleep. And everybody sleeps. And if you have ever seen an animal that his eyes are moving while he sleeps, like a dog, he has his own dreams. Now, a dream can last 20 seconds, or it can last 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And people are likely not to remember, are most likely not to remember the dream. But there is a way to kind of program your dream. There is a way to remember the dream. Now, as I said, everybody dreams, but we forget our dreams. But if we kind of program our mind not to open the eyes when we wake up, then the dream comes very vivid in front of our eyes. And I suggest that we should actually write the dream down. You know, even blind people dream, because everybody, as I said, dreams. But dreams are very, in majority of the cases, very symbolic. They like poems. They have a symbolic language. Like everything stands for something else that you... So in other words, your interpretation can be completely opposite than that you will be tempted to interpret the dream. So, because dreams kind of break the time barriers. And unlike your subconscious mind, which is connected to the present moment, your subconscious mind is not necessarily obliged or connected to the physical world. It exists outside the linear time, so dreams dwell into those deep layers of the subconscious mind and can send information from past, present, future. And all the studies show that actually 80% of the people have experienced at least one premonition, precognitive dream, and in which they experience something like déjà vu. And actually 98% of people really believe, you know, that precognitive dreams are possible. I'm going to give you one example that I was fascinated for many years. Now, in 1846, I don't know if I'm correct, I have to check on this one, President Lincoln had a dream that he shared with one of his best friends. And that, I think, was April 18. I don't know how I remember this precisely, but I know that history talks about him sharing the dream and asking and telling his friends how scared he was when he saw that person in front of the White House. And he went, and this happened in his dream, and he went to the guards and asked what happened, and he was told that the president was killed by an assassin. And 11 days later, President Lincoln was killed by an assassin. So he had a premonition in a dream that he will actually be killed. While, and he's like so interesting, while many dreams about that don't necessarily mean that a person is going to die. Now, I want to tell you that we don't actually dream, we only dream faces of the people we've met. And we don't actually dream of the completely unknown. We don't dream people we've never met. This is one theory. But you can control your dreams, talking about how to implement that program that will that's actually called the lucid dreaming. And you actually, with a lot of practice, you can manipulate your dreams, which I think is so fascinating. There's a book, Exploring the World of Lucid Dreaming, by Stefan Laberg. And I want you to kind of try to read the book if you're fascinated with dreams, and you're going to learn a lot. I'm going to go and take your calls, because we have a lot of people waiting to speak with me. But before that, I will want to announce again my online seminar called The Love School. I'm really excited by the newest online course. It's probably one of the best courses I've ever done. I did many courses. I work doing courses when I was at Hay House. I did courses when I was at WABC Radio. But this course of mine is for people who are in complicated relationships, for people who are confused, for people who are struggling to find a good partner, for people who are experiencing problems in love and questions about how to handle a situation. It's called the Love School, is the course. And I want everybody to get this course, and I want you to go to carmenhara.com and click on the Love School link. I charge a minimum fees for the course just to be able to kind of pay the company that's actually helping me to distribute this course. But if you struggle with the course and you cannot pay under the situation of the pandemic, I'll give you the course because I want you to benefit from it. So forget about paying anything. Just go and get this course because I know it's going to help. I'm going to go now later on during the show. I want to talk about a different common dream interpretation. So I will take different dreams and analyze them with you. And if you guys have any questions about your dreams or whatever other question you might have, you know, I am actually excited, you know, to give you my take on your dream or my take on any questions you might have. Because I'm here to serve you, I'm here to help you, I'm here to give you my expertise in different fields, but I do believe that dreams are a very interesting part of who we are and where our life is going. I'm going to go to Julia, who's calling me from Europe. Hi, my Julia. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. Thank you. I'm excited to hear you again.
And how's
congratulations for the last week's show with Dr. Gray.
You like it? I love Dr. Gray.
Yeah,
he's so amazing.
Fabulous.
Yeah, he's amazing. What an amazing, what's an amazing author. What an amazing psychologist. What an amazing human being. So I don't know if I'll ever find somebody like him. So Julia, how can I help you, my love? You had a chance to listen to my course?
No, not yet. I haven't listened yet to your course, but I will.
You have the course? You need me to send you the course? You have it?
I don't have it, so I would really appreciate to
just send me an email at carmenharaiwell, and I'm gonna let my assistant know, and she will send you the course. Okay, my lovely
thank you,
Julia.
Carmen.
Okay, beautiful.
Regarding so how... dreams,
yes,
I can just confirm your theory that I was only dreaming persons that I met. And after I broke up with my ex-lover, I was dreaming about him a lot of times. I was writing down the dreams. Mm-hmm. And you already answered my questions because I was listening to your Facebook. I was dreaming how he kissed me on my shoulders. And now I'm confirmed that I need issues with my confidence. Mm-hmm. I was dreaming...
And also that dream, because I remember that when I was live, I remember your question. I want to tell you that when you have something unresolved emotionally, usually when people break a relationship, there are a lot of emotional issues that never get to be resolved. So in your case, I feel like there was something unresolved. And I want you to know that unresolved emotional issue between you two was reflected in a reoccurring dream. Now, a reoccurring dream is the signal of your subconscious mind telling you, please do something about it. Try to work on that. Try to work to fix this problem. Try to work on your self. Try to work on your insecurity. Try to work on something that... you need to work in order to create a new relationship that will be far better than the one that you leave behind. You understand?
Yeah, but Carmen, how can I know if I solve, let's say, or I healed my karma with him?
You know when you heal your karma, when you're able to move on and you look back and there's no resentment, no negative emotion attached to it. When you feel a different person, when you look back and you realize the mistake that you made, when you realize what went wrong, when you have no regrets, when you have gratitude for that episode, even if it was not a good one overall, you understand? When you reach that stage of understanding, that stage of evolution, it means, yes, I did resolve everything. Then you really can say, oh, I evolved through the experience. I got better. I'm a better person. I can move on now, and I have no attachment. As long as there is an attachment to that person, good or bad attachment, but there is an attachment, it means there's something there that you were never able to cut the cord, you know? We used to say that between mother and child, a mother has to be able to cut the cord. But many women, they cannot cut the cord. Consequently, the relationship mother-child becomes in time unhealthy, you know? So this comes true between a man and a woman. If you guys were never able to finish it in the right terms with the proper understanding, then you will continue. You will continue to project that, you know? Those emotion of unfinished business, you know, that... would lead to you feeling uncomfortable about you, the lack of confidence, insecurity, all those negative emotions will continue to surface. And they do surface in a dream.
And I have a recurring dreaming. It's like a plane that is crashing and I'm just seeing it. It was like so many times.
A plane that is crashing? That is also not, so whenever you see a plane crashing, that doesn't mean a plane will crash. That means a tremendous fear of falling, you know what I mean? When you're afraid that you will fall, that you will fall from above, that you will fall down, that something dramatic might happen to you, you know? So it's not so much the plane as the people's dreams of flying or the dreams of falling. So, and then this is that typical dream in which you are falling from a cliff, from a building, from an airplane, from, you know what I mean?
Suggests, and then I wake up in my bed.
And you suggest loss of control. When you fall, you don't have control over something that's happening in your life. So the dream is a reflection of something that you need to go back to control a reckless behavior, a situation that is sexual, is something psychological, you know, that is triggered during the dream. So in order to control the falling dream, you have to look and walk through your life and see what it is there that you lost control over and what it is causing these scary dreams, like that flight and fight mechanism that exists within ourselves when we're scared of something dramatic that might happen to us. So that's actually the true meaning of your dream. I have to let you go, my
so
Julia, because I have to go to a to
Thank
a short
you.
Break.
Thank you, Carmen.
I love you, my sweetheart, and I'm gonna go to.
I love you.
Me too. I'm gonna take my other calls, but nobody, please don't hang up, Patty. I'll be with you, and I have some other people. Hold on the line. I'll be back in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
And I'm back, everybody, talking about the power of your dreams, because dreams are so amazing and so magical. So I have so many interpretation of dreams that seem so different than everything you might think it is. So, but I'm gonna go. I think I have somebody. Hold on, let me see. Shirley. Hi, Shirley. Are you still with me, my love?
Hi, Carmen. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
Beautiful. I can hear you. So
perfect.
How can I assist you today? Now, the topic is dreams, but you can ask me whatever you think is significant for you to discuss.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, actually, my question is about not related to dreams, but related to partners and love.
Okay.
I've been seeing someone, and we've been having communication issues. So we recently broke up. And at the same time, another person out of nowhere contacted me again that I met him back in high school, and he wants to see me. And I really don't know which way to take. There is not only communication issues with the person I was dating, but there is like trust issues and other immaturity issues that I believe on his end, and that's the reason why I broke up with him.
Right.
But I don't know if I should pursue that further, or I should maybe try to start something new.
Well, I feel like with this person, that the person you just broke up, you never had an ending, that never had a proper closure. And I want to explain to you, if that happens, you carry with you the information from that relationship and you bring it into your new relationship. especially some kind of a frustration. The frustration, you explain it to me right now, like you feel frustrated mm-hmm. of not knowing what went wrong, why so many trust issues, why so much misunderstanding. And that inability to communicate is something that might bother you. And as I said, that type of information, you might bring it with you. It stayed attached to you, you know? As we used mm-hmm. to say, in everything we think, we do, we act, we interact, we create something that is called the memory of your soul. And we take that memory and it doesn't leave us. So my suggestion would be, have to have some kind of a closure with this person. Because I also mm-hmm. feel like he is not letting you go. Either mm-hmm. he blames you or finds you responsible for the breakup. Does this make sense?
Yeah, he's definitely doing that. So how mm-hmm. do you suggest I get closer?
Because when somebody continues in time to blame you and find you guilty, that's an energy, you know? And we mm-hmm. operate without realizing in the energy field. We energy beings, you know? We mm-hmm. think so much that we have this physical body, but the vibration energy that we generate is way more powerful than anything about us. And that energy, mm-hmm. you know, is the one that can block us, can make us feel stuck, can make us feel unable to move forward. And I feel like you're in that situation in which you kind of block, you kind of stuck, you know? Mm-hmm. And I want to help you to unblock yourself by having eventually a last conversation with this person in which you free yourself. You free from him. He's freeing you, letting each other go so that you come in agreement with yourself that this is over. I'm not going back. I'm not looking back. I know why I'm not looking back, because the universe brings me something that even if I know for a very long time, that particular person needed to come into your life. That's my take on this other person that you haven't mm-hmm. seen in a long time and you connected long time ago represents some kind of a karmic connection that can be way better than the one you're just leaving behind. Because as you can know, everything is for a reason. So the fact that you are coming to an end to this relationship right now is because mm-hmm. that relationship had to come to an end, and it reached a point when there was no way to make it happen the right way. So I mm-hmm. do feel like you have to revisit what happened there, make peace with whatever it happened, say, I learned something from it, but I'm not holding on to it, and I'm not taking mm-hmm. with me into my next experience, into my next chapter in the book of my life. I'm not carrying that baggage. I'm not, you know, so I consciously decide not to bring with me something that affected me in the past, so that I have a fresh new start with a new person and feel kind of blessed that someone else is opening the door to you. Because sometimes yes. it's not easy to find another person right away, which you did. I also think this mm-hmm. other person that comes actually from your past, from a long time ago, was actually meant to come back into your life. I really believe that. Actually feel intuitively stronger about the new person versus the one that you leave behind, you know? So, mm-hmm. and I want you to have that perspective. And because there's an issue with communication, there was an issue with communication, and it continues to be, because even if you contact him, he's not going to get your point in the correct way, you know? If you say,
exactly,
let's have closure, that you have, he will not get it. He will not get it. He refuses to get it. And here is where this relationship got stuck in translation, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like you are the one that have to some kind cut this cord, even if he doesn't want to cut the cord and tries to hold on to you more or less consciously.
Ignore him or...
No, I will not. I will have a conversation to begin with, and if I see that he doesn't resonate to your words and to what you have to say, then I will go into, I'll make myself clear that unfortunately you reach a point in which there's no more way to communicate and put an end, a full end, which means I'm not going to talk to you anymore because there's no reason to. If you in your head, you still try to rekindle this relationship, You have to think three times because it doesn't look like it's easy to rekindle. Because the feeling that I have is that you might try to rekindle it and end up in the same nightmare. So you try to make this work, and 6 months later, 2 years later, 2 weeks later, you get stuck in that end, you know? So what happened continues to happen again because there's no way he wants to grow from it. You want to grow, but he doesn't. So then you cannot cooperate. You cannot create a family. You cannot create a relationship. So, and do you feel in your heart to go back to this guy?
I did have attachments to him. I did like him a lot. I don't want to say I loved him, but we spent a lot of time together, and maybe.
So you got used to it. You know that the getting used is the second nature. You got used to it. You got used to him. Yeah. You got used to it, to the situation. You got used to everything. I fully understand.
What happened is like he told me that on his prior marriage, he cheated on the wife, and that really broke my trust with him. And although I appreciate that he was honest about it, I started having a lot of doubts, and he wouldn't want to be able to talk it out with me. Like he didn't.
Well, this
want
is a this is a pattern of behavior. It's a pattern of behavior. Yeah. When you do this once, you can continue to do it. Unfortunately, we operate on memory. So something we did, we tend to do it over and over again, you know. Even if we pretend, no, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to correct it, it doesn't look like we're really capable of doing it. So I feel like that's what
that
the problem is. Right.
Yeah. And he didn't want to give me any reassurance. He just didn't want to talk about it at all. And he just, you know, mentioned, oh, you're so jealous, you're so immature, I didn't do this to you. And it just made me feel really guilty and put the blame on me when I just really wanted to talk things through and make sure that this wouldn't happen with me. So that's where we started having the communication issues. He would basically shut me down, and I didn't feel good about that because I needed closure about that conversation, and that never happened.
Right. No, that's what I feel. I feel like you're in that end point. You blocked, you know, there's a blockage. But it's energetic, it's in the field of energy. So the way to unblock is through communication, is through having a final communication.
Communication. Yeah.
Does it make sense?
I think this new guy that popped out from my childhood would be something romantically or...
I see something romantic with the new person. I will give a chance to this new person. I think I'm losing you a little bit. Shirley, I cannot hear you very well.
She appears to put it on speaker.
Hi, Shirley. Well, I cannot hear you. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go to Patty in New York or in New Jersey, in New York. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Carmen. How are you? I hope that you're doing well.
I am. You?
I am okay.
How's everything in New York?
I think we're about to go into a shutdown again.
Again.
Because our record, our positivity rate is 3%.
Right.
And it's concerned that we're going to be like the other states. I understand.
Right.
But like we have the low, one of the lowest positivity rates than other states.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm even asking you. Because I'm in a way a New Yorker. I spent 20-something years of my life in New York. I love that place, you know. So I'm seeing what's happening, and majority of my friends are actually leaving New York and coming to Florida, you know?
Yeah.
So people are very concerned about what's happening in New York.
My sister-in-law's father, he lived 6 months in Florida, and he lived 6 months up here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm calling you for it's a question and the dream.
Yeah.
I'm an anti-vaxxer. I don't want to be vaccinated against COVID. I'm so concerned that how are they, that people are talking about that it's going to be mandated. How can they force somebody to get a vaccine against their will for an adult? I'm not talking about, I know it's going to be mandated for school teachers and students.
For some people, maybe, but not for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the first responders will be will be mandated for them. Probably for people who work this, in the schooling
health
system,
industry.
The school system, in the health industry, that might be, but not for the majority of the population.
You can't go on Qantas. They want you to have proof you are vaccinated to go on the airplane in the Qantas, and now they're saying, oh, other airlines are going to follow. I want to go to Italy.
Right.
But I don't want to be forced to be vaccinated just to get on the plane.
I personally don't think this has to go through the Senate. It has to be, I don't see this really, I don't see them succeeding. If it's in a plan of vaccinating, there might be truth into it. But I personally don't see them actually being able to mandate this and turn it into a law. They will have a very hard time. First of all, to begin with, I don't think the vaccine is so efficient like they try to think it is. I think it's at the beginning. I think time will tell if it is good or if it isn't good. I think majority of the people don't want to be vaccinated because it's premature to put this vaccine into us without knowing how majority of people are going to respond. So I think that's tricky, that's risky, that's wrong, you know? And I think only by May they will be able to have enough vaccines. Only by then, you know what I mean? They will try to implement some rules. But certainly I want to take away your fear because they will not be able, you know, to make this, to turn it into a law. So I don't see this happening. I personally don't see it happening.
Yeah, you can put an adult, you can't strap down an adult to a hospital bed.
You cannot.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No.
But now the dream coordinates with COVID. I actually had a dream about 3 weeks ago that I saw people inside the supermarket running around picking up stuff, but some of them had a mask. And some of them didn't. And nobody was telling the people without masks to put a mask on. It's like people walking around, you know, going shopping. Nobody was bothering anybody. Nobody was like saying, put a mask on. No. And then I said in my dream, oh, I was just at a store and I forgot to put a mask on. Nobody said anything to me. And I said to myself when I woke up, maybe that's a good sign. That's a premonition that this whole COVID will end and it's going to be like the people and the positivity rate will be so low that people, like, some people want to wear masks, some people don't, and nobody is scared to get it. That's what I thought.
I think you're right, because I really see that this is where are we getting. This is where are we heading. We're heading in the direction of a lot of people don't want to wear a mask. A lot of people don't care about this COVID. A lot of people. A lot of people pretend it doesn't even exist. A lot of people say we're not intimidated. Look, with the Thanksgiving, the airplane are like crazy. People are flying. They really don't care, you know. So people reach a point in which they become emotionally immune to this. And when they become immune globally, like the consciousness becomes immune, that then we create like a mental immunity. There's something that you know, empowers us. So that's why I agree with you that your dream is actually, it is a premonitory dream pointing towards the fact that in the near future, can be 3 months, 6 months, 7 months from now, we will actually get stronger about this. COVID is going to lose a lot of the intensity and a lot of craziness will start to go away. So as a result of this, the vaccination is not even going to be necessarily an issue.
Well, I believe that all these people that have COVID now or had it we still have the antibodies. And I know for the fact, and even my doctor said, if you don't have antibodies against the disease, you can't get vaccinated because it would be like, it won't be worth it. Because you
absolutely
have the antibodies.
Well, that's what the vaccination does, creates antibodies.
Right.
So they put the vaccine into the human body to create those antibodies so that protects you from the virus. So you might get the virus, but then if you have the antibodies, you know, the body's immune system will respond by rejecting and killing the virus and you're going to be fine.
Right.
So
but the point is, if you have antibodies already, you don't need to get vaccinated.
No need to do it. And then they already know that a lot of people actually had the virus already, way more than they imagined. No, you don't. But a lot of people had it and had no symptoms, and people or had very mild symptoms. People who confused this with the flu. So that's why I think that so many millions actually got this virus. That explains why we have like 100,000 cases, 200,000 a day. Which is just a reflection of how many people actually already had the virus, you know?
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a lot of people that is spread like this. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I don't know in my mind how accurate some of their numbers really are.
Right.
I'm doubtful about how accurate their numbers are. Because I don't know. I feel like they put everybody's death right now on COVID. They blame COVID for everything else. There are no more other diseases. Don't even exist. People don't die of cancer, heart disease, nothing else. It's just COVID is the source of everything. They blame it on this disease, which is absolutely completely wrong and very false. So I am confident that we're going to get to the... I'm also confident that we'll find out that this was created in the lab.
I think
all of this will come to the surface. I refuse to believe that this comes from I don't know which animal. I don't believe any of this. I mean, we're not stupid. We realize what's happening. We realize the ramification, the implication. And because too many people start to realize they will have to stop, their tendency to manipulate this. You know, there's a tendency to manipulate this. And people start to feel this, you know, that there is a lot of manipulation. So consequently, don't worry. Your dream is relevant, but don't be afraid. You know, we will we'll overcome. Humanity will overcome this during this coming year, because this year has been a really bad year. 2020 was a karmic year, and this is definitely a karmic disease.
Yeah.
That at the end is supposed to wake us up, is supposed to bring us together, is supposed to redefine the world we are living in. And we see so many changes coming this year, you know, from the presidential race into the system in itself. We're going to see a lot of things shaking, you know, within the structure of our life. So I think there's a lot to talk, but next year is the year of freedom, because it's the year 5, and the year 5 will allow us to free ourselves from this nightmare, without a doubt, And we'll talk about it in the future, so feel free to call anytime you feel like you have more dreams or more something that you found it relevant to discuss. So I'm going to take a short break.
Thank you.
I love you, Patty, and I'll be with you guys. In a minute. God bless you too, my love.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio. And I want to remind you about my online course called The Love School. It's my newest online seminar. And this is for absolutely everybody who is in a complicated relationship. Majority of us, we always talk about our relationship like being so complicated, you know. If you are single, let's say, and you can't find anybody, if you want to find out what kind of a relationship you had before, if you want to find out why can I let go, how should I proceed, how should I communicate, how should I act, the Love School is for people who want to get the love they deserve. Whether it's falling in love with a new person or falling in love with their current partner, this is going to guide you and help you, and it's packed with so much information. Now, if you want to get to my course, it's available online right now. You need to sign up. You can sign up today if you have a minute or in the next number of days. To register, it's very easy. You go to my site, carmenhara.com, and you click on the Love School link. When you open my website, carmenhara.com, the first link that you see is actually the Love School link. I'm super, super excited, you know, to help you understand how to improve your relationship, how to communicate, how to learn about your love karma, your love karma. We talk so much about karma, but there is love karma that we need to comprehend and interpret before anything else. So I can't wait to see you at the Love School. And also for everybody listening, I love to connect with you almost every other day. I'm doing lives on Facebook, on Instagram. So if you go to carmenhara.com and click on the social media at the top, you know, you can be in touch with me. If you know you're in touch with me, you can get free session, you can get all kinds of gifts, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can watch my YouTube channel, you can see my videos, and just sign up at carmenhara.com with your email address, and you'll always receive all the information about me, because it's so important to be connected, and now social media is the way to do it. But if you follow me on Facebook or on Instagram, you can write me during the lives, you can ask me questions. So it's a way to get answers to your problem. Now, as you know, the topic today was about my dreams, so I tried to answer everybody so that you guys can understand the significance of your dreams. Now, I will give you some common dreams interpretation. So if you resonate with any of them, you can still call the show. We have some minutes left, 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057. And I'm going to go to one of the common dreams that everybody has been talking to me for a long time, like being chased in a dream. It's a common theme. It has a lot to do with your anxiety. And in the world today, because we're so anxious and not knowing what's going on with us, many of us are feeling running away from somebody who's trying to attack us. It's like that kind of fight and flight is an instinct response to a physical threat in the environment, and we have a physical threat in the environment. So it's natural to run or hide or try to survive. And what does it mean? The interpretation being chased is an indication that there are major issues in your life. The action, you know, in your dream prove how you need to respond to pressure and how you need to cope with your fears, with your stress, with different situations, like in the case of what's happening right now. So instead of confronting the situation, our tendency, our human tendency, is to run away. Our tendency is to avoid issues that are uncomfortable to address. So if you have that dream that you are running away, it means you are running away because you don't know how to address your issues. If someone is chasing you in your dream, then it may refer to your clone mindness. Your mind is closed. You refuse to acknowledge a certain viewpoint or an idea. You have to start to open your mind and listen to other people's opinion. Now, if this happens to you, you actually need to realize that this is a common dream, and this refers to some kind of emotion that you suppress that are referring to your own self, like being jealous, being afraid, being angry. So you manifest that threat in your dream. So a dream is a manifestation of something that is, as Freud used to say, something that refers to your deep, deep, profound sensation, emotions, feeling that are repressed. You're repressing them. Also, if you are the one chasing, that changes the situation, because sometimes you might chase somebody, then the dream shows that you are ambitious, that you want to get something by all means. So the conclusion is that you, understanding of being chased, you have to ask yourself, you know, what it is that you are doing wrong. What are you running from? And turn around and confront the person who's chasing you in your dream. So I told you before that there's a way to actually take control of your dream, almost like program your dream or interfere in your dream, believe it or not. It is possible when you consciously acknowledge the dream. So the problem is that if you don't do this, this will continue to surround you. So in life, you need to address the things. Now, there are many other dreams that people have about being cheated, like being cheated in a dream. Is a feeling of being neglected, the lack of attention from your mate triggers a dream of being cheated. Being cheated is related to your fear of abandonment. The dream that your spouse or your significant other is cheating on you indirectly indicates that fear of being abandoned. And you're afraid of being abandoned because you're not in control of the relationship you are in. So you need to make sure that there is commitment between you and your significant other, because that dream will continue, you know, to reoccur and reoccur. That sometimes I relate to one of your parents. Being cheated has a lot to do with low self-esteem, when you feel unworthy, inadequate, when you feel you have a low self-worth. So consider that your significant other is cheating in your dream. Might be that you are in competition with somebody in the back of your head. There's somebody better than you. It's lack of your trust. You know, you don't trust yourself. Self-guilt, self-betrayal, it refers to your connection to your own self. Now, cheating dreams also reflect the intensity of your sexual passion. So they explore areas of your sexuality. Like I said, dreams in many cases refer to your sexual problem that exists without you being acknowledging that. So then you need to work on those issues. There are other dreams that I want to tell you briefly because I'm coming to the end of the show. And one is death. People dream a lot about dying. But I want to tell you that premonition of your own death or the death of someone you love shouldn't alarm you or make you panic, because understanding the dream of dying is very significant. Understanding something triggers that, but that means something else, means a new beginning, means transformation, self-discovery, positive development. So you are undergoing a phase in your life, and you become more enlightened and more spiritual. Now, I hope I was able to give you some information about the magical power of dreams. And I want you to remember my love school. Go to carmenhara.com. And also that I will be with you next week, in same time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Same amazing place, Om Time Radio, that I'm very grateful for the show. And I'm very grateful for all of you listening. May God bless you and stay safe and at peace with everything. Because this is just a phase that shall pass, and we will recover, and from chaos comes progress. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. I'm very grateful. God bless you, and thank you for listening.